story is making headlines aside, the Federation Union South Africa says embattled Eskom should be placed under business rescue. And it's been 30 years since the release of Nelson Mandela from prison. Your trending stories as well include hashtag FetchYourBody2020, hashtag GoodForThat, and hashtag Soweto. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at R14.95, the euro is at R19.31, one British pound will cost you R16.31. Gold is selling at $1,567.37 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg is scattered thunderstorms with temperatures peaking at 23 degrees and expected low of 12 degrees. For UJFM News, I'm Dominic Machola. More news updates to follow at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon.
A very good afternoon to you, my sports lovers. Let's take a first look at what's happening in the world of sports. We start off with football news. Odion Ighalo will be in the Manchester United squad for the Premier League clash with Chelsea next Monday, despite missing a training camp in Spain due to fears he could be denied re-entry into Britain if restrictions against the outbreak of coronavirus are tightened. In our local football news, the ABSA Premiership is the only trophy still on offer for Orlando Pirates this season, but coach Joseph Zimbawa has downplayed his team's chances of a late run to lift the coveted crown. He will appear justified in doing so given that runaway leaders Kaizer Chiefs are 9 points ahead of second placed Orlando Pirates with a game in hand. But given their recent form, the Buccaneers have shot up the table and into the view. In cricket news, front foot no ball technology will be used for the first time in a global cricket tournament later this month at the Women's T20 World Cup in Australia. The television empire will monitor the landing position of the front foot after every ball and tell the on-field umpire if a bowler oversteps. And finally,